Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Have you heard about the new Terra Invest Strategy Discord server Orbital Command spun up? If you're looking for a chill place to chat about different Luna stacking strategies, or looking for some alpha, or if you're trying to find the best UST farms, or even if you just have a quick question you need answered, be sure to stop by TIS and say hi to the Orbital Command gang. Hell, I'm even in there sometimes when I'm not editing hours of CeFi spaces. You can find me in that server chatting about NFTs and answering basic Terra Luna questions. The link to the server is in the show notes, and for more information, check out orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, Thor's Day Happy Hour with LuArt. Let's take a listen.
How's it going, Rabbit?
Hey, man, it's going good. How are you doing?
It's going good. Unfortunately, we don't have Saigon today. He's away. So I'm going to have to step up into his shoes and try to be as good of a AMA host as he is. But
you got this.
But yeah, cool. We'll just give it a couple of minutes, let people hop on in here. In the meantime, we could give a quick update on the ThorGuards. We have some community stuff that we could share. So we do have another broker event coming up. We're going to make an announcement later today on Twitter and Discord about the details of it. But you got, basically, to participate, you're going to have to be in the Discord, and you need to own a ThorGuard to participate, and you'll have a chance to win some broker NFTs, which will get you whitelisted for their IDO. So just look out for that after this AMA. And then also, we're working with Sword Lady to do another event on her Twitter. So I believe she's going to get that out after this happy hour as well. So just some community stuff to keep your eyes out on, and more to come in this week and the week to come.
I need to pick up a ThorGuard.
Yeah, for sure.
I was always the most favorite NFT, the Ethereum blockchain, you know, because you are on the OpenSea, right?
And right, yeah.
Yeah, and waiting for the Terra Luna Guard, right? Because you will have the Luna Guard soon.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, so I mean, like, we can start getting some introductions on who you guys are. First, like, for people out there that are coming in, because ThorGuards, like you said, Simon, we're an Ethereum-based project. We're on OpenSea. So some people might not be too familiar what Terra or Luna is, or like what is a Terra NFT. Like, would you be able to help explain for the people, like, maybe what are the main differences with Terra NFTs? Are there any pros and cons versus the traditional Ethereum-based ones?
Basically, as you know, maybe most of the NFTs right now is on the Ethereum, and basically they're on the OpenSea directly. And most of the volume is on OpenSea. Second was one of the biggest is the Solana, right? And right now, the Terra joined to top 10 of the biggest coins due to the Anchor protocol and another big protocols over there. And we, as Allure, started a few months ago building like biggest marketplace on the Terra, because we saw the potential of the Terra because of the decentralized stablecoin that's called USD, directly pegged with the Luna. And in my opinion, like, moving to the Terra is something new, because we get a lot of space for the new NFT commerce. For example, Luna Lions will be our next step. Today is the Red Wolf on our marketplace, but second will be the Luna Lions, that they were previous on the another chain, that they move on the Terra, and they're looking to expand their vision to making better NFTs on the Terra and on the Terra ecosystem. But what does exactly is the Terra? Because most of the user over here is like from the Torchain, right? And Torchain is directly connected with the Terra too, because they're on the Cosmos SDK. So I wanted to explain, like, Terra and whole ecosystem on the Terra is like, Terra indeed, it needs to be like payment money for people, that is decentralized money, because it's needed for the whole crypto space. As you know, most of the like stable coins are centralized, like USDC, USDT, and Paxos and another one, right? So basically, Terra wanted to build something new, and they wanted to build decentralized money through the USD. And it was the conception that that they made, and already it's working almost. I think, like, right now, the chain is a lot longer, but the whole UST and whole protocols that are, you know, very grow. It's last year was very big for the Terra, and in my opinion, whole Terra ecosystem is going in that way, that it's not only right now the money and the USD stablecoin directly, but it's connected directly to the another things, like protocols that they're building, for example, us or Anchor protocol, Kujira, or another one protocols that they're built on the Terra, and there is plenty of them. And each of them, they get another utility. As Allure, we are the marketplace with the token, that it's nothing like we got previously. Yesterday, we got TGE, so you can go, for example, into the coinhall.org and check this out. And we got a lot of newcomers from the outside. And we, as a Luart, wants to introduce and making NFTs on another level, because the one problem with NFTs is, like, on the Ethereum, it's very expensive to, you know, buy something or mint something, but they're not basically minted on the OpenSea, but you cannot buy them, like, for the, you know, for the cheap cost transaction, because basically Terra money is a lot of cheaper than Ethereum. As you know, if you want to buy something, you need to spend 100 USD USD for even, you know, approving the transaction. So basically, Terra is like cheap and very fast blockchain that we can use, for example, for NFTs. And I wanted to back for the, what is Luart? Luart will be, and it is, like, it's already working product with millions of dollars per month of their volume. And we wanted to help NFTs to build their capacity with the, you know, whole analyzing them from the background. We are helping them with the marketing, and we, as a Luart, want to be big with the NFTs that we are working with. For example, Skeleton Parks, that was the previous mint, or the first Hellcats mint, one of the biggest right now NFTs on the Terra, because we helped them how to build, and they helped us build better product. And we are helping products and NFT collection directly. We are not something like that, okay, you can mint on us and leave us alone, because we constantly working with the products that we have launched. We are in stable connection, and with great UX and UI design, we wanted to bring the another level of NFT marketplaces on the Terra directly. And second way is to open us for the cross-chain capabilities, that we will make the bridge between Ethereum, Solana, Binance Smart Chain, and another one incoming, but it will be in the future. So basically, we, as Allure, we are NFT space, and we are, like, you know, whole tool for NFTs, that you can meet with us, we can help with everything that you want to work on the NFTs directly. So I think, like, it's short introduction what we are doing, and plus what is the Terra. So I think you understand everything completely. If not, yeah, just let me know in the private.
Right. Yeah. Like, I've been trying to dive more into the Terra ecosystem as well. Super bullish on what they're building over there, especially love Anchor Protocol. I think like everyone that gets into Terra at first, they're going to look at Anchor and be like, wow, 20% APY on my stablecoin. It's amazing. So I guess you explained briefly about what Luart is. So from my understanding, Luart has like they have like two main aspects, like the marketplace, the launchpad, and then the tokens worked into both of these. So can you explain a little bit more about each aspect of your product and then what makes it unique from either other Terra NFT marketplaces or even just like other marketplaces in general, like OpenSea or LooksRare?
Okay. So there's two products that you mentioned before. It's like marketplace plus launchpad. The launchpad is basically focus on minting process plus raising funds for the NFT collection. So basically, for example, you are the NFT collector, and you are coming to us when we are helping you with the whole process of the minting. We are looking for your supply. We are advising you for this point. And basically, we are raising funds for your NFT collection that you can grow and, you know, go with your roadmap. And people can be happy that they can, you know, buy NFTs in the private. We can say the private, say, right? But it's not like private, but, you know, it's pre-market. So it's not on the secondary market. So, and second thing is marketplace, that we listing a lot of NFT collection. Maybe I can say like most of them is on our marketplace, that you can buy and sell whole collections, and almost every collection from the Terra ecosystem you can buy, sell, and it's easy because we want marketplace needs to be like it's only for secondary market, so people is buying and selling NFTs directly. And how it's connected to the token, and token is making the gamification of whole platform. Because, for example, you will mint your NFT and you're earning Luapar that we are called, and it's already connected with the token, because token is for the governance, for the staking, and it's basically that, because staking gives you the Lua power, that it's mined the utility, like it's our second coin, that token, that it will be for the, you know, more utility with this, because token gives you the Lua power that you can, for example, use on our platform. And for example, holding Lua power and, you know, earning that more through, for example, minting on our launchpad, buying NFTs, as I mentioned before, buying our token and putting into the LP staking or single asset staking, you are earning Luapar that it's going to leaderboard, that you can, for example, be on the 100 of the biggest wallets. And this biggest wallet is getting a weekly airdrop with our token. Plus, they are able to, for example, be whitelisted to our launchpad. So they got chance to buy NFTs and not in the public on secondary market, because as I mentioned before about the second skeleton pack, for example, they minted in 10 seconds, they sold out everything. So basically you needed to have the whitelist slot to, you know, buy NFT. So yes.
Oh no, I was just gonna say that's like actually really interesting, because with Terra, since the gas fees are so low, you can't really gas wars for projects like on Ethereum. So that just makes whitelisting like even more important.
Correct. And through Lua Power, we will give you the exact, you know, you will be able to, and you will be we will you give you the another access to being the whitelisted to mint the NFTs in the pre-sale if they will be very hot, and you will be, you know, get the chance. So basically it's the thing. Another thing is like the Lua Power will decrease your fees on our marketplace. So basically, you know, you won't have to pay that much fee, because basically if you will hold enough, you won't have to, if you are, you know, trader with NFTs or something like that, you won't pay anything. And third thing will be another things that we want to introduce is like the ranking system plus the profile whole, you know, metrics plus like the profile rank system. but we didn't publish anything about this yet, and I want to keep it private right now because we, you know, making the schedule of the whole things that we will bring through our token plus our Lua power. So, you know, I cannot say everything at once.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so you can continue the agenda or something like that. I think like I explained everything, maybe not, but like trying to show you the easiest way how it's working and simplest way, like how it's working, the Luart platform is, and wanted to, you know, invite you to our platform and maybe work something out.
Yeah. So you spoke about like the most recent project that they sold out in like 10 seconds. So like, how do you find the Terra ecosystem NFT launches? Like, is it still a really small community, or do you find that there's like a lot of demand there for all the projects that you've been launching on your launchpad?
Yeah, basically it should be a question to the Aston, because as you maybe you don't know Aston, but you should Google, like not Google, but find him on the Twitter, Aston. Dr. Pessimist, I think, and basically he is looking for the products, and he is, you know, expanding our launchpad plus bringing new projects from another chains, even, you know, convincing them, analyzing, like advising them. So basically he is responsible for directly everything that it will be appear on the Lua directly. And in my opinion, his job is pretty cool because he brings that product, for example, Hellcats, like Galactic Punks that they invested into us, like Skeleton Punks that they sold in 10 seconds. Like, there was a lot of mints. Most of our mints, like, I think, like, most of them, like, even I think only one didn't sold out, but most of them sold out in some minutes even. So basically, it's hard to get the NFTs that they are launching on our platform because they are in good way, they're analyzing from the behind and from the upfront, and we are KYC people basically, so team are fully docs, so there is no I think, in my opinion, like, there is no way to rag. Of course it's little, right? But you know, the perspective of this, if you are docs for the product and for the project and the NFT collection, the ragging is not something like popular over on the Lua, because we are helping projects to bring it on another level, right?
Yeah. So kind of looking at on the other side of things, if I was someone that was looking to like create my own project, and then I wanted to like say I was an artist, so I have my art up, maybe I have my community starting. Like, what kind of assistance does Lua provide if I need help to be on the launchpad?
Basically, from your side, it's only making the art plus expanding the community over here, because as you know, NFT without community is nothing. So you need to work with AMAs. We can help you with the marketing. We can help you with everything. But basically, what is your thing? Like, it's like, giving the art plus making the roadmap for whole art, because as you know, NFTs needs to have the roadmap behind it because people believe in it, right? Plus community that they can invest into you, plus be your long-term supporters. So basically we are helping with development side, we are minting them, we are raising funds, we are basically open the secondary market. So we are end-to-end a service that they are helping NFTs and NFT collection that they can bring into us, right?
Yeah, that's amazing, because I personally know just like a bunch of friends that are just more artist side, but they have like no tech background, especially in Web3. So they would have no idea how to like make like smart contract and like get a mint going or anything like that. So that's definitely a really big need, I would say, for a lot of people that are looking to start their own collection. We have some questions from the Twitter, so I'm going to pull these up. So the first one is going to be the winner of the giveaway. So if anyone was in our Discord, in our announcement, we had a tweet about this AMA on Twitter, and then on the Discord we mentioned that if you engage with the tweet, if you ask the question, then you had a chance to win a Thorgard NFT. So the winner was Squid0x, and his question was, what kind of gamification are we likely to see in the marketplace?
Yes, as I mentioned before, can you hear me, right? So as I mentioned before, there's the gamification based on the leaderboard that people compete with each other on being higher in the leaderboard. Basically, it helps you to being, you know, better airdrop with our token because you will earn more money. If you will be higher, you will get, you know, another incentivizing, like, for example, lower fees. Plus, in the future will be the profile that you will able to unlock your features that they won't be access to the normal users. And fourth thing is like, we want to make something new, like making people, they will, you know, the long-term holders of our token, plus they will be active user. So they will get option for getting NFTs in not only way like minting process directly. Like we want to, I cannot say that much, but basically you will be able to get the NFTs in early stage without investing in them directly. Plus, I didn't talk about the loot boxes that we are going to bring. It's like loot boxes is something similar to the CSGO boxes. Like you will have another tier of the boxes, like first, second, etc., etc. And if you will be higher on the leaderboard, you will get access to the, you know, to the rarest one. And for example, buying that box, for example, for 100 USD, you will be able to drop them from the box, like the rare NFT from it, and it can be even, you know, worth a couple thousand dollars. So basically, in my opinion, it can, you know, it can be life changing for someone who will, for example, buy boxes for 100 USD and can drop NFT worth 20k USD even. So in my opinion, it's like the strong way to being the long-term active user on our platform, plus being holder of our token.
Yeah, that's really cool. I remember reading about the loot boxes early on when I was researching Luart, when I first heard about it, and the loot boxes were definitely something that piqued my interest. From Crypto Burkan, what is the end of year goal vision that you have, I guess, so towards the end of Q4 on the roadmap?
What do you mean? Could you say that again?
I guess like what are like the main milestones that you're trying to reach with the platform in terms of development?
Okay, I understand. Basically, our goal is making the platform with the roadmap that you got on, for example, on our website. You can check this out, Luart.io, and check whole roadmap for our token or our platform. But I think like my biggest goal and advance is like making NFTs open to everybody, because right now people can struggle with opening the wallet, you know, creating new wallet, writing the seed phrase, you know, they need to buy somewhere USD, so it needs to be on the Coinbase, they need to transfer it on the wallet. And I think it's pretty tough for someone. So we want to open it for everybody from the outside world that they can only, you know, they're like linking your card and you will be able to buy each one NFT that you want to. So we want to be the platform that it will be open to everybody, not only that, you know, closed circle that we are not getting out of it. And I think like cross-chain capabilities that we want to bring, plus the user experience fixes plus improvements can open this world and, you know, the unknown world for everybody from the outside.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's awesome. The next question we have from FL Radosla. You mentioned earlier, Simon, that you wanted to be multi-chain and bring projects from other blockchains. Like, is there any particular blockchains that you have on your mind next? Would it be Ethereum or maybe Solana?
Ethereum. Basically, our idea is like moving the NFTs, and it will be maybe from the technical side, it's really simple, because we will make the like synthetic assets of these NFTs on the Terra. So you will be able to easily swap them on our marketplace and everything like that. And if you want to for example, because the transaction fees and everything is so high on the Ethereum. So basically, if you will hold something on Ethereum, you will be able to easy transfer on the Terra ecosystem through our bridge, and you will be able to, for example, buy them or sell them on our marketplace, and you know, making whole trades. And if you want to redeem the, you know, the real one NFTs from the Ethereum site, you will be able to just do it through the bridge, and you will get this real one piece of NFT. So cross-chain will be open from the Ethereum side, from the Solana, and we want to be expanding for each blockchain that we can from the technical side do as soon as we can.
Well, that's awesome. Like, I didn't even realize that you were talking about how you can, it's not just bringing projects from other chains, it's or like you're actually bringing like a Ethereum based NFT onto Terra. That's really cool. Dolby asks, so speaking of Terra NFT projects, what's your favorite NFT project on Terra right now, and which one's going to be your favorite that's coming up?
Luna Quartz. they're coming on Luna Quartz, okay. Last time. They are coming in big steps, right? You cannot say, okay.
Yeah,
basically my favorite NFT, I can say, like Galactic Punks is one of, in my opinion, like blue chips, and on our on Terra Luna chain, and they think they're pretty cool from this kind of way, because they were the first, like the, you know, the crypto punks, and basically they got, you know, the biggest volume, and they got the biggest, you know, audience over there on the Terra, and plus on Ethereum, like the CryptoPunks. And basically, in my opinion, like my favorite one is, like, as you can see on my avatar on the Twitter, is Skeleton Punks, that they was minted last week, and I think like Hellcats, because Hellcats was, I think it was our first minting on our launchpad, and it was very big success. Almost everyone who minted the NFT made 10x on the price that they are minted into. So I think like one of the biggest growth of the NFTs. And I really love both of them, like Hellcat plus Skeleton Parks is one of my favorites. For example, Dystopia AI, they made pretty cool. You can check this out. Like, it's, if it could be the physical like painting, I would buy them right away, because in my opinion, like, Dystopia AI is one of the coolest NFT for the space, for example, for the house or something like that, right? So you need to check this out, this free project, in my opinion, one of the biggest surprise on the Terra, in my opinion, like Hellcats, Skeleton Punks plus Dystopia AI.
Yeah, I just saw the Skeleton Punks the other day. But Hellcats was something that caught my eye too, because the art is just I would say more unique, rather than kind of like on a derivative side. So if anyone has any questions that they'd like to ask, feel free to request to speak, and then I could bring you up here and you could get your question down. Or if on the ThorGuard's Discord, you can also drop a question in the AMA questions. I just have a couple more questions here as backup if no one else has any questions. So I think a lot of people in the ThorGuard's community for sure were asking about, I guess, with Luart and ThorGuard's, what kind of collaboration or partnership, is there anything to come? Is there anything that we could tease to the people here, drop some alpha?
Yeah, from the ThorGuard's plus Luart collaboration, right?
Yeah.
there will be some small, it will be like, there will be some sweet airdrop for the, and maybe some open words for the ThorGuard's community. They will be able to redeem some Luart tokens, plus maybe something new. So basically, I don't want to say everything, but It will be, you know, in 1 week, 1 month or something like that. But in my opinion, holding ThorGuards and being active user on the ThorGuards can help us because we are, as you know, collaborating closer with Runebase, with ThorStarter. Basically, we are buddies.
Yeah, there you go, guys. There's some alpha on the when utility questions. One question that I saw on the Twitter that actually that was kind of interesting to me was what there's this person he's mentioned was an ethical hacker or like just developer. So he had questions about like, do you guys have plans on doing a hackathon in the future to check like security of your ecosystem? Kind of like an immune fire type of bounty.
Yeah,
hunt.
Basically our lead dev is going on each hackathon and he's checking everything. He's like, you know, the smartest guy that I know on the planet, basically. You know, he developed the smart contracts in 3 weeks of learning. Terra, basically, they passed the audit and everything. So basically, I think like Alex and whole development team is making great job on our side. But basically, I think like we are not planning anything right now because we are ahead. We are not ahead of our schedule. We are, you know, just keeping this up, everything that we are planned. And I think like giving the extra and another plans and activations that we should make, it's like for now it's like it's nothing that we could do.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, if people wasn't aware, the Lua token just launched the TGE yesterday, so it's now available to trade. So if you want to FOMO in onto Luart, you now can.
Yeah, you should go to Astroport and check this out. We are listed on the Astroport, one of the biggest exchanges on the Terra, of course the DEX. So I think like the collaboration, everything that we achieved already, is pretty awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Great question from Thusab in the Discord. He asks, it seems that we're talking about bridging NFTs from Ethereum to Luna, but also would there be a way to simultaneously launch an NFT project on Ethereum and Luna cross chain? I believe there's like one project called Heroes that did that for like Luna and Solana. So
yeah, basically it's nothing like from the technical side it's a problem to moving directly. It's nothing like you can do it. Like you can mint your part of your collection over on the Terra. You can like develop part of the collection on the Ethereum. It's not nothing like a big thing, but basically how you can, for example, merge them. And you know, the whole problem is like how we can combine two collections in one collection directly. So it's the problem that we need to solve. And I think like it's from the technical side it's one of the biggest difficulties right now.
Yeah, agreed. I think like multi-chain is like a huge narrative and interoperability is like that's all really important things, but it's going to take some time for I think that tech to develop.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think like we mentioned everything that we wanted to. It was pretty quick, I think. But you know, we were stuck with both of the sides, so it's like more the podcast thing, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like maybe someone got the question because I think like it's from this part that we could talk with some community members and maybe if you got any questions or something like that, just raise your mic and we can I think respond to your question.
Yes, yeah. Sometimes people are a bit shy when they come up to speak, but that's okay. That's why the Discord chat's also there. I guess in the meantime, Rabbit, do you want to give an update on like the ThorGuards Olympics? And I know there are some things that you wanted to talk about if you're still here.
Yeah, Jordan is listening, I think. Both of the Jordan.
Oh, yeah. We got Jordan on the Luart side. What's up?
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I don't think Mike is not on mute. Okay. Yeah, Rabbit's having some issues on his mic. But yeah, he wanted to talk about the Olympics because we had like an entire month community event. So basically from the start of February to the end of February, we had a series of events for the community. It was called the Thorgards Olympics. And so that just wrapped up. So we have the winners out there on the Discord. You could go check it out under TG Olympics in community. And they have all the leaderboards out. It was a really cool event. Huge shout out to Rabbit for running that beast, because I don't think I haven't seen a community NFT community run a 1 month long program like that before, which was took a lot of logistics, I think. We lost them. Yeah, but other than that, like in terms of the Thorgard update, we have an announcement in
Can you hear me, Jordan? Say,
yo. Oh yeah.
Sorry, I just had to leave, turn the app off, and come back. I couldn't get my mic to come off. It sounds like you covered it all in the Olympics. Yeah, it was a fun time. I enjoyed putting that on for everyone. One thing I wanted to point out too is we have our vote going on right now for moderator of the month in the community. I put a form out there, so you can just go in there and click a multiple choice question for which moderator, you know, either helped you out or kind of went above and beyond, did something nice for the community, and we'd like to represent them in front of the tribe by giving them a Thorgard NFT for February. So go pick your favorite mod for the month and drop a little description of why, because we like to talk about those things within the community as well. So yeah, that's pretty much all I had, Jordan.
Yeah, actually, speaking about the community mods, like that just reminded me, yesterday I made a post about an alpha team. So right now I'm trying to build like a community alpha team. I think other NFT projects do this as well. Like I got inspired from the idea from the Vampire Syndicate, Sneaky Vampire Syndicate. They basically have a group of people that go out and try to scoop alpha for the project, and then basically help contribute in terms of building NFT utility, get whitelist opportunities. We actually have Rabbit and I, we were discussing with this project
Don't say it yet.
I'm not going to say it yet. I just wrote up the blog post and we got the graphics in and stuff, but I think we're going to announce. Yeah, we're announcing that next week. It's going to be really exciting. It's a really cool partner to lock in.
It's a big one. I'm really excited for everybody to hear about this new partnership we have with this team, because they're really like, it's really AAA stuff. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a very hotly contested mint. When we announce it, people are going to be really excited for it. So look for more news coming on that. There's going to be a few different ways to win the whitelist for that. And then, by the way, I just got a message this morning for another collab opportunity. So and that one looks pretty good as well. So I'll be messaging you about that later today.
Oh, there we go.
Yep.
Yeah, like speaking of these collab opportunities, like this idea came up a while back about like a Discord currency. So I was like looking around other projects to see what they did with that kind of thing. So I do kind of want to build that in-game currency in again, and then basically you'd be able to, that idea of it would be based on your role as a holder, like either a regular holder, big holder, giga holder. Every day you could claim X amount of tokens. So if you're a bigger role, you'll get more daily tokens. And then you could use that Discord currency and play mini games in the Discord to help grow that stack, and then once you grow it up, you could use it to redeem prizes like whitelist opportunities. Once we get more collaborations in the belt, we had a speaker. Is he here? Oh, he might have left. Oh, Turbo Shadi, what's up?
Shows you jump back down to listener.
Yeah, I think this maybe it's it might be a Twitter space issue. Oh, yeah. Okay, he's gone. I have no idea what happened there, but XBOM, are there any are there any rewards for other people who joined the Thorgard Olympics? I believe this for the Olympics, it was just prizes for the top three teams, right, Rabbit?
Yeah, just the top three teams. Those should be, and all those prizes should be out now too, I think, right? Didn't we send those out last night?
Yep, I sent all those out last night. Thankfully, gas was at like 30 Gwei, so sending out like 10 MTs was not too bad.
Did the weapons, were you able to get those ones out too?
Yeah, I got the weapons out. Polygon was having some weird issue, like stability issues or something at first, so couldn't get those out immediately, but later in the night they had fixed.
Yeah. Cool, man. I'll let everybody know that they should be out and check their wallets.
Yeah. And I guess like I could drop some alpha for the people that are in the call for like our upcoming broker event. So I think we're going to try to get this out tomorrow. And I mean, so basically the game that we have in mind is like a counting game. So people that grind whitelists in our Discords might have played this game in the past, but basically you're kind of in a chat and you're trying to count from one to like as high as you could get. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then each person is taking turns putting a number in. So if someone either puts the wrong number or two people put the same number, then it's going to restart the count. So we're going to have that going and then have broker whitelists out for, I think, certain numbers that people hit will be able to get a whitelist.
Yeah, and I think it's probably safe to say now too, we're planning on running three trivias here over the next three Thursdays. We're still kind of talking to the groups in the background on exactly what order they're going to be in, but right now the themes of those will be related to Luna Bulls, who's going to be a partner with us and broker throughout the month, and then Thorgard's themed trivia and also a broker themed trivia is kind of what we're thinking right now. So we're working through the details on that, but yeah, anybody that's on this call that heard that, you got some ideas for where to look for a little bit of alpha for where to look for answering the trivia. So yeah.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty big alpha, I guess, because now people could, now, if you research those projects, you could answer the trivia faster.
That's right.
It will be time-based. Or it's not specifically time-based, but it's going to be like, I think we're having it so you have to submit your answers, and then the first X amount of people that have them correct are going to earn waitlist spots. And I think one of the questions that I saw that we got clarified on was, for the broker NFTs, well, first of all, there's some confusion in that the broker NFTs are different from the broker Thorgards. Some broker is making their own NFT for the whitelisting, but the ways you could get it, owning a Thorgard ups your chances by a lot. But also those broker Thorgard NFTs is going to give you extra allocation on their IDO and a stack. So if you have like, because each one is going to give you a $1,500 allocation. So if you have like three of them, you're going to have like a $4,500 allocation for broker. So if you're like super bullish on the project and want to support them at the bottom price, then definitely you want to be participating in all these events and trying to get as many waitlist spots as you can. But I think other than that, I think that's all I had on my mind. We covered all the questions a lot of people on the Twitter and Discord. So Simon, Jordan, if there's anything you want to add, maybe where people can reach out to you, find you, etc. Yeah. Before we jump off.
Thanks for having us, you know, because it was like almost 1 hour of the talking for both sides. Basically, I wanted to say that thanks to you to coming, guys, and it was very nice to having us over here. As I wanted to just only invite you to our website, lure.io, and check out our marketplace. Maybe if you will find something for you, you will be able to buy it and, you know, holding your first NFT on Terra blockchain. So from my side, everything is clear. Thanks, guys, and see you soon.
Thank you, everyone.
We have a mint today, so you guys could check that out. It's Wrecked Wolves. See how that goes. I think there's a lot of demand around it, so it should be an interesting one.
What's the project called?
It's called Wrecked Wolf.
Okay.
Yeah, it's at 1 p.m. UTC, so go to launchpad.luart.io, and you can check out the mint. And I believe the public sale mint, it opens up at 2 p.m. UTC. So, yeah, it should be a good one. You guys can get your first experience with the mint on Luart.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Thursday Happy Hour with Luart, recorded on Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes, and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving. Try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits. Going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics. Stretching out the distance, for instance, let me be specific. The risk is hedge funding the business. Betting on the difference, ingesting all the research. Sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first. Sleep tight, little dreamer. Early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor. Taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension, something to endear myself a little bit, something kind of embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. When it's fine if I don't know, I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll, tip the first domino. Feeling up, I'm in a bowl with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road, gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground soaring. I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terra Spaces.